views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers. You're with Artie and Sky Siegel, and we are here to answer any questions that you might have. It's not going to be an all-out reading, but if you have one question that you definitely want read, whether it be medical, whether it be about your past, present, future, whether you want to talk to dead relatives, whether you like them or not, you want to find out, is your person cheating on you? Are you with the right person? Are you finally going to get the money that you deserve? Oh, hey, Sky, how you doing, honey?
I'm better, a little bit better, thank you.
Never
believe it. Artie, I got the mumps.
That's ridiculous. That's unbelievable.
I can't believe my age. I have the mumps.
What were you hanging out around the kindergartners or whatnot?
Yeah, I was hanging around the kiddie bars having juicies.
Unbelievable.
But you know, I was never inoculated as a child. So I am susceptible to chicken pox, rubella, the whole nine. Mumps,
wow.
Measles, yeah. I was never inoculated.
Wow. So, I just wanted everyone to know that if anyone wants to get read by Sky or myself, just give us a call at the station. 800-930-2819. And you only get your free reading or your free question read only during the show. If you're calling before the show or after the show, ain't happening, all right? Or you could, if you want a private reading, a personal private reading from Sky, just call her at 908-500-1474. Or you can call me, which I am the Artie Meister, 877-ANGEL-02. All right. So,
yes.
So Sky, you got taken for a loop, huh?
First, I started off with bronchitis. The bronchitis led into a strep throat. The strep throat led into laryngitis. The laryngitis
wow.
led into the mumps. And now I'm on the third round of a different antibiotic. I think it's Levaquil, something or other. And this is the strongest one they make to knock this bug out of me. And the fever goes, the fever's on and off. Like now I'm coming down with a little fever again, which is no big deal.
Did you have pneumonia?
Yes. Yes.
Because when I was, you want to know something, I went to tell one of my assistants when I was talking to her, she was saying, what's going on with Sky? And I said, well, she has bronchitis. And the moment I said bronchitis, a voice in my head said, and pneumonia. So
You're right.
So I think, but sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going through that right now.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I felt so bad because we were supposed to go away together to Vermont. And I made a mess out of that one. Every time I have to go someplace, I come down with something. Last time my ulcers were bleeding and I had an infected ulcer. You remember?
Yeah.
What
I
is
do.
This? What the heck is going on with me? I want to get the hell out of here. Well,
it's something. It's like, every single time. It's weird. I think it's a psychological thing, too. I mean, who wants to get sick like that? But it seems like, it's like whenever Sky is supposed to go away someplace really cool or important, chance of getting sick. And I think this is a fear of getting out of your own house.
Oh, it's not psychological. Trust me. It's not psychological when you have fever.
Sure. It's just timing. Timing is everything.
Huh?
Timing is everything. Why the universe happens like that? Because the last time you got really sick, you were supposed to go away to Georgia to see,
my grandson.
Your grandson graduate.
Right. And let me tell you something. My car was packed with our suitcases and everything. It was packed already. And boom, I just got hit with it. And it was horrific. Then this time, I just started feeling sick. But Richie had been sick before me. He was sick first. So I think he gave it to me. And because I have a low immune system, I catch it really hard. And because I have chronic bronchitis since a child, it goes right into pneumonia all the time. So when you're
with my partners in life in previous, when I was sleeping with someone, when I was married before, and when I was whoever I was with, you know, whenever in my previous relationships, when I was, if one of us were sick, one of two things would happen. Either I would sleep head to toe or I would be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
And my previous used to get like really upset with me. And she used to say, like, why are you sleeping out there? I said, are you kidding me? I said, you're sick and I can't afford to get sick. And so she would take it personally. I says, you know what? I really don't care. I said, I'm sleeping on the couch. You know, I can't afford to get sick.
I began on the couch, but in the middle of the night, I found somebody crawling next to me, and it was Richie. He says to me, I can't sleep without you. I can't sleep without you. So he came and he slept on my leg with the pillow, and he says, don't worry. I'm not going to cough on you, and he coughed on everything. But anyway, it's certainly not psychological, believe me. Now, this thing with the mump, my ear is, in front of my ear is swollen like a baseball. And if I chew or anything, it just swells, gets more swollen. And it's like a baseball. I sent you a picture.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like Alvin, Theodore, and Simon all rolled into one.
Oh, my God. So for everybody who's like, you know, it was really interesting. You know, Sky and I were not doctors and we didn't go to Yale, but yet, you know, we do have this ability to be able, like if you have any physical ailments going on inside you, we hear our spirit guides talk to us and because we're also medical intuitives. And what was really interesting that one of my clients called me up about her daughter, or she did a reading the other day, wanted to know about her daughter's health. And I said to her, she went to this doctor, he couldn't find anything, and they went for an MRI, they couldn't find anything or whatever, or a CAT scan. And I said, she has inflammation. I said, the lining of her stomach and everything was inflamed. And I said, it's inflammation or it's very raw. And I said, that's the problem. It's not like she has an all-out sickness. I said, she has an infection inside. And so she went to another doctor today, and he said everything that I told her. There's a name for it, but so it was like really cool. So,
it is cool.
You know, so Sky and I, we have this ability, and it's not, you know, we have this ability to listen to the other side. So if you got some weird crap going on inside your body and you need to, find out what's going on, you know, we could help you out. You know, we could help out a brother. You know,
absolutely. In fact, I just had a reading not too long ago, just before I got sick. And it was a gentleman calling about his daughter who was diagnosed with a spot on her liver. And he was very upset. And I said to him, I don't see a spot on her liver. I said, I see a bruise. I said, I see a bruise on her liver. And it turned out that she works at Disney World and she wears like a 200-pound costume and the waistline actually bruised her liver. And I was correct and the doctor was incorrect. So, you know, that's really exciting for me because, like you said, we didn't go to medical school. We didn't go to Yale, Harvard. We went to nothing that has to do with medical. But yet, when spirit speaks, you better listen because they're always right. And they were going to start giving her medication for biopsies and all kinds of stuff. And I says, no. I said, you better go to a liver specialist because this girl has a bruised liver, not a spot on her liver. And that's exactly what it turned out to be.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, hey, all right, well, listen, Sky, we got to go to a commercial break. I want to share something pretty exciting once we get back from our commercial. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky Siegel, and you're with Angels and Answers. And if anybody wants to call in, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819, and we're more than happy to answer your questions. We can't give you out lottery numbers. Ain't happening.
Or we give them to ourselves.
We pull something out of our hat.
But if you'd like a free reading with myself, if you'd like a personal reading.
call your
you know I got
a free reading, your whole family.
Listen, you know I have fever.
Yeah, that's
if you'd like a personal reading with myself, Sky. My number is 908-500-1474. And if you'd like an amazing reading with Audie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And believe me, folks, you will not be disappointed.
By either of us. So yeah. Listen to this. So check this out. So yesterday, Alice and I go see the movie Hidden Figures. What a great, great movie.
What's the name?
Hidden Figures. It's about the three black women that if it wasn't for them, we would have not been in outer space because of their brain, their brilliance of mathematics were so unbelievable. And all the crap that they had to work through, because it was like 1960s. It was in the early 1960s when they were going through all this. And it was so inspirational, and it's a true story. Kevin Costner is an amazing actor. And that main fella from The Big Bang Theory, the main lead guy, I forgot his name, but he plays a real jerk in the movie, but one of the engineers. But what a great, great movie, and it's inspirational, and it's true, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. The Hidden Figures, great movie, loved it. Allison and I absolutely loved it. What a great feel movie that was.
Sounds great. These are the behind-the-scenes things that you never really get to know, and I'm so happy they're coming out, like the Code Talkers, the Wind Walk, whatever they call that movie, where there was a native tribe, I think it was the Navajos, who actually were able to place a code, a language code, so that the Germans couldn't hear or understand or break the code to know what our troops were doing. Because before that, they had privy to everything. They broke every code we had. But when the, something talkers from this Navajo tribe made this code up, they were not able to find positions, and they weren't able to, and we were able to win the war because of them. But they were the unsung heroes for over 50 years. And then all of a sudden, they decided to come out with this movie, which was so, so long deserved, and the credit was so deserved for so many years, and it went without notice. And this is the same thing with these amazing black women who were so brilliant and were able to get us started to go where we had to go. These people should have recognition. They need our recognition. They should have it, you know?
And you want to know something? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, there's so many things behind the scenes that we don't know how we got to where we got. And it's good that we're getting to learn this.
Yeah, and there's a lot of amazing stories also with the Holocaust and a lot of people who have literally risked their lives to save a lot of Jewish people and in their homes. And, how a lot of codes were broken and a lot of secrets and stuff. And it's interesting, you know, of all these stories from the yesteryears. And this is why, you know what? I was never a big fan of history growing up. I really thought it sucked. It was just boring as hell to me. But now that I'm older, all right, I'll say more mature. But as I got older, I really appreciate history more than ever. And, you want to know something? I really believe, and this is actually the topic of our show. It's supposed to be like over a half hour ago now, but that there are aliens. I the topic is: are there really other entities living with us in today's society? You know,
if you believe if you believe in indigo children, which exactly what we are, they say that indigo children are descendants from aliens who bred. In when they first came down to Earth in the BC times. So what happened was they bred with us and we became indigo children. So, if you believe you're an indigo, you believe that you do have mixed blood from alien. And I was just watching a documentary on Egypt. Now, if you look at the pharaohs and if you look at the pharaoh's wives, you will see the shapes of their head. The shapes of their head are extremely different than today. Their heads are very pointy in the back, which also lends to the theory that we did breed with people from outer space. Yes.
Well, you want to know something? It's funny that you should say that, and I mean this sincerely, lovingly, jokingly, but yet I mean this sincerely. My mom has always said to me, now my mom passed away a few years ago. This January 15th will be 4 years. So my mom, she always said, if she ever gets interviewed about me, you know, being famous at what we do, she says, if she ever gets interviewed, she says, I'm just going to tell everybody that I was abducted by an alien. I had sex with an alien, and out came Artie, because I have no explanation who you are, what made up your chemistry, what you're about. And she goes, that's the only explanation. I had to have been abducted by an alien because I have no other answer for where you came from.
That's cute. But it's true. She doesn't know how true she was.
She said that to me she said that to me many, many times.
That's true. So. Well, they say, like I've said this 100 times, but they say in a couple of hundred years to come, we will be able to come out of our bodies and visit the other side and then come back in. So there'll really, in essence, be no death. We'll be able to visit our relatives whose bodies have broken down and need a new one and are living in the other dimension. And we will be able to sit here, visit them, and then come back, which I cannot wait. I know it's going to have to be through my reincarnation, but it's something to really look forward to, because this is going to be, there'll be no death. Nobody will ever be afraid of death again.
Well, put it this way. In reality, there is no such thing as death. The body dies, but the soul and the spirit and the person continues to live on, just takes on a different dimension.
Yeah, but unfortunately, only some of us can visit with them and then come back and tell the tale. But it's going to be the norm rather than not the norm. You know.
Right. Will you be able to? Yes. I want to learn. You want to know something? I want to learn, which I don't do, which I would like to learn. I would like to learn how to astral travel. I want to be able to go out of my body and then come back.
It's a little scary at first. I'm going to tell you that right now. For so long, when I just began astral traveling, I used to get to the ceiling of my bedroom and then bang my head on the ceiling. I know it had to be.
It explains an awful lot.
Right? And I couldn't get past the ceiling. And I know it wasn't because I couldn't do it. It was because I had a fear of leaving the security of what I knew. But then after I got over that, I was able to travel, and I was able to see things and go places. And it's an amazing feeling. The only thing is that you have to tell yourself, you have to keep yourself with a modicum of reality, because you want to remember everything. So you have to continue to remind yourself to remember all this. You know, sometimes...
Because my memory sucks just on this plane alone.
Yeah. You know what? You have to keep saying to yourself, I want to remember this. I want to remember this. Do you ever get the feeling sometimes like you've had a whole night's worth of sleep, plenty of sleep, and you wake up exhausted, just exhausted? And that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's really your astral traveling. But you don't really realize it because you don't remember.
Really?
Yes. Yes. You'd be surprised. I'm sure you do it already. You're not aware of it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what's the sense of traveling if you're not going to be awake through it, you know?
You are awake during the time you're doing it. However, sometimes you don't remember it. And there's a lot of variables involved. If, number one, you're not sure of yourself of what you're doing. Number two, if you're a little afraid of what you're doing. Number three, if you just have a lousy memory like you do and you just forget everything.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I kept me in trouble all the time.
Right? And it's really very harmless, and it's really very sincere, but sometimes you just don't remember. But what I have learned to do is to ask everybody that I have visited, and most of the times they visit the other side, and I ask them to please, if I should forget something, to please bring it to my attention during the day. let me remember where I've been and where I'm going and where I've been to. And there's going to be some time during the day that something will spark a memory and I'll go, oh, wow, that's right. And then other memories.
You want to know something?
Yeah.
I have friends who remember everything about their dream. It's like they're watching a show. They bring popcorn to bed to eat sweets and popcorn. So while they're watching their dreams and, you know, they remember the everything. It's wild how dreams are when, you know, they're so abstract. Some of them are so far-fetched and abstract. It's wild.
They're abstract. Yeah.
Let me explain to everybody. You know, abstract means like nothing makes sense. It's like all of a sudden, you know, it's like you're on a bus, but you're on the water, and all of a sudden the bus goes underneath the water and then comes back up, and then before you know it, your dead grandmother's there, and then before you know it, your best friend's there, and they're trying to talk. It's like so abstract, like nothing makes sense. It's like, how can you possibly think of this stuff? So it's wild. But everyone, pay attention, because we are going to come right back. Sky and I, we're going to come back, and if anybody wants a free quick mini reading about your love life or your health or a loved one who passed away, don't be afraid to give us a call at 800-930-2819. So stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And if anybody wants to get a free reading while we're on the air, feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819. And wanted to discuss, there's a couple of things I wanted to discuss. One of them was my trip to Vermont last weekend was amazing. And this was a trip that Sky and Richie unfortunately couldn't make. We were supposed to go as a foursome. Yeah. And Vermont is beautiful, beautiful country. And if you go to my Facebook, you'll see how beautiful the hotel is and the country-like atmosphere is with the snow and all. And we went to this place called the Country Store in Vermont. And when I tell you, this is one of the coolest stores we've ever been to. Allison and I, we ended up being there for probably about an hour and a half in this one store. They had every candy from the yesteryears you can imagine. They had all kinds of cheeses. They had all kinds of crackers. They had like toys from the yesteryears that you haven't seen since forever. They had old phones. They had like, you know, they had clothes. They had knickknacks and tchotchkes. And they had, I think they had different kinds of wines and drinks and stuff like that. This was like an old time store and it was big. And, you know, $200 later. Yeah. So, we ended up, and there had all different types of soaps. You know, we got the straw for Allison's grandkids. We got the crazy straw where they suck through and it goes through in all different designs. And so, we got the little straw. You know, do you remember, Sky, I bet you remember this, where you put the pen in the little hole in this little plastic thing and you swirl it around and it's like one of those.
It's swirl art.
The twirl art or whatnot. And you can make different colors and stuff like that. Oh, my God. I haven't seen that since forever, and I had to get it, you know?
Right. Listen, you know where you also could pick that stuff up around here? You can go to Cracker Barrel. They have all the old-time candies from yesteryears, and they also have the old-time toys, and it's amazing.
You want to know something? This is what this store is. This store is the Cracker Barrel, only like 10 times bigger.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Very cool. I love the Cracker Barrel. It has so much variety.
So do I. What was that?
It was lots and lots of fun. Oh, I got to tell you something. Now, here it is. All right. Now, the topic for tonight is supposed to be, are there aliens and angels living amongst us? So check this out. So Allison and I were in front of our hotel, all right, and there's this big, beautiful church. It's almost Gothic looking to me, but it's a big, beautiful church, has a tremendous point to it. And so Allison wanted to take a picture of it with her camera. She takes a picture of it, and in the picture, there's this huge white orb shooting across the picture. And I got to show it to you. And then she takes another picture, and there's like beams of light shooting across the church. Now, granted, in the original picture, there's nothing there, but in the camera, all these orbs were shooting across the church. It was so, so wild.
Those are the angels.
Listen,
the angels are here with us. They give me all kinds of signs that they're here. I ran into a real angel that I spoke to, and I knew she was an angel. I think I mentioned this story on the air once. It was at my son's grave, and I was destroyed, and she came out of nowhere, and there's just nowhere that you could put a car that I can't see because my son's grave is right near the beginning of the road where you come in or go out. So there's no other way out. And there's no car there. And that was the first thing that really said, whoa. Now, another thing that was very strange was this cemetery that he's in is in amongst a place where there's only these big factories. And you cannot walk anywhere. It's of not walking distance. You cannot walk there because there's nothing around for miles. So this amazing woman with the most gentle demeanor, all I can do is look in her eyes. She like mesmerized, she captured me, and I was mesmerized, and I kept looking in her eyes, and I almost went into the same kind of a trance like when I'm speaking to spirit. And right. She's telling me things. And she's telling me my son is okay and that I want you to read this book and amazing things are going to happen to me. This is not the end of the world. You'll understand. And she's given me all of this stuff. And she told me the name of the book and I forgot it because I was so mesmerized by her eyes. And then we parted. She hugged me. And I felt when, I don't know, this feeling of elation when I touched her. Because believe me, there was no elation in my body since my son had passed. None. So it was very sharp and very clear. And then she walked off. I turned to my daughter. I think my daughter Jennifer was there with me, or Vanessa. And I turned for 1 minute to talk to Vanessa, to say, Vanessa, did you feel? And all of a sudden, this woman disappeared. And wow. Her and I, we combed that entire cemetery, and it's not a huge one. We combed it, and then we said, look, Mom, there's no car. She said to me, there's been no car here. And I says, Ness, we just had the privilege and honor of being loved and healed by an angel. And you know, after that, I was able to calm down a little bit, and I was able to put things in perspective for myself. But she really did. She did a number on me and she gave me such healing. It was amazing. So I know it was her. I know it was an angel. I absolutely know it. Have you ever run into an angel in life?
Yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, I did. I came to the form as a black man. I said this story just not too long ago on the air when I gave money to the homeless people in New York City. And I had a conversation with God in that moment. I said, God, am I really making a difference, or am I just like pissing my money away, giving money to all different homeless people? And then this handsome black gentleman came to me out of nowhere while I was on the street. And he said, excuse me, sir, I just want you to know that what you just did for that young man really touched my heart. And I just want you to know you make a difference. And wow. And I just had that conversation with God. Am I really making a difference, or am I just blowing smoke? And so I was visited by this angel, and then all of a sudden, like yourself, he just vanished. He was just gone. Like I didn't see him. Like I really wanted to pay attention to where this guy might have been, and he was gone.
Amazing. Is that the most beautiful blessing?
Yeah, it really is. It really
is.
So there is
angels that walk among us. There are angels that walk among us, and sometimes an angel can be the rudest person. It's just the way you handle yourself. Like sometimes they put you through tests. I'm sure of it. Because I ran across somebody who was so mean in Wawa. And then when I stepped over and started talking to this person, again, I got that feeling. Now, this was a mean person. This was like somebody was complaining and biatching and everything else. And being cruel and rude. But when I walked over, I felt something. I felt that feeling of an angel, and she smiled at me when I was leaving because she knew I knew. But I feel it sometimes. They come in the form of sometimes rude and nasty people, but because you didn't react, or because you react in a pleasant way to overcome what they were doing, they tested you. I feel it also
right.
Sometimes gives you tests. So, you know, that person that you're flipping the bird to when he cuts you off in the car, sometimes you don't know if that's an angel making sure that you're doing the right thing, or watching your reactions to things, you know?
When I'm on the road, I have next to no road rage. It's a rarity that I'll get angry in the road. Very, very rare, because it's like, you know, when somebody cuts me off or something happens, it's not like, you know, the person like did that purposely to me or to hurt me, or sometimes they don't recognize your position at all, your circumstances at all. You know, people get angry at other people, say, don't you see this or don't do that? No, every single individual just about is just concerned about for their own well-being, not realizing everybody else's position. And, you know, it's unrealistic at times to think that everyone understands your position, and they don't. And it's not that they mean to be rude. It's just, you know, you get caught up in the moment,
or you're in
somebody's blind spot or whatnot, right. You know, while you're driving.
How do you know, Audie, that that person is not rushing to a hospital or not rushing to someplace with life and death? You know what I mean? Just because they're weaving in and out and trying to get to where they have to go quickly. But you know what? We have to continue this after this commercial. We're going to take a commercial break, folks, and we will be right back after these words.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky Siegel, and we are here to entertain you. And so if anybody wants a super quick reading, because our show is going to be ending in just a few minutes, feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819. And Sky and I, we were talking about, being visited from different walks of life, angels visiting us. And, you know, what's really cool, which I love, which is, in a sense, it is a visit from the other side. When people take pictures, And all of a sudden, you see a different face appear in the picture that wasn't there originally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you look at the pictures, and then all of a sudden, you'll see a faint picture of one of your relatives, and you'll see eyes and a nose and a mouth. And, you know, it's just super, super cool. And I've seen a few of those pictures. It's amazing.
And I, you know, one night, you know, we have, you know, my situation here. I have a lot of visitors in my house. And I'm not talking about people who are living. So we were being really bombarded with spiritual activity. So one night, my son, God rest his soul, he got up at 4 a.m. and he took a 35mm camera and he went all over the house and took shots all over the house. And if you
now, what
saw,
was he doing that? 4 o'clock, like what made him do that?
Because we were being visited by so many spirits and they were bothering us. He wanted to see who they were.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And Artie, you have to see the pictures. You've never seen them. I have to get them for Tracy. But you have to see these pictures. There are face after face after face after face with different garbs. There's a picture in my dining room of a man laying in a coffin.
Really?
Yes, sir. And it is clear as day. And I want to tell you something. The orbs are ridiculous. The actual faces are ridiculous. I mean, he saw everything. And not only the orbs and the faces, but these coiled, like tubular things that are all over the place. And that was the clincher on we realizing that this place was not only visited, but it was like a mecca for spiritual activity. And that's when I had to put my foot down and start filtering out, you know, the good from the bad. And why are they coming in? You know what I mean? So I really had to pay attention. I really had to get a lot of help from spirit, my spirit world, to protect and help us, because things were happening that were ridiculous. Ridiculous. Soda cans from nowhere were moving across my counter and perpendicularly laying on the floor, not falling on the floor, but literally levitating to the floor. I mean, in front of many people, not only myself, in front of a table full of 6 women. We all saw the same thing. And many things like that. When somebody would yell in the house, the lights would flicker on and off, on and off, on and off, until the hollering with the kids would stop. So, you know, there was too many things up and down the steps all night long, banging on the walls all night long, closets banging, refrigerators opening, doors shutting and closing. It was just so annoying after a while. And that's why he decided to see if he could see what he could see at 4 a.m. And the reason he did it at that time is I told him to. I says, the best time to capture pictures of spiritual activity in your home is between the hours of 4 and 5, just before the dawn. They're most active.
Wow, I'm going to have to try. You want to know something? This morning, I was journaling in my one of my new books. I just started journaling. And while I was journaling, and this happens consistently now, there's, you know, I have a ceiling fan in my living room, and it has 4 lights. Well, 2 lights I only keep on. The other 2 are always off. So 1 light keeps on flickering on and off by itself, and then it will like go off. It will stay off for a few seconds, and then it will go back on. And it doesn't happen with the other light. Only this 1 light, it goes on and off by itself. And it will do it a couple of times first thing in the morning, and it will do it also later on in the evening. And then I come home from Vermont, all right, and I go to put on my lights, and both my ceiling fans are on. I never, ever have my ceiling fans on, ever.
I know.
And both my ceiling fans are like flickering around like it's summer. And all of a sudden I'm walking around, I go, God, it feels a little cold in here. And I thought I had my heat on a little bit.
Yeah.
And I realized that my freaking ceiling fan is going.
You know what you have to do? Get a 35 millimeter. See if Allison has a 35 millimeter, because that's the best way to get them. Because they have a very, very high capacity of zoom. The lens is very, 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 very delicate, and it can capture that, but it has to be 35 millimeter. And wake up at 4:30 in the morning and start snapping pictures all over the house. Don't leave any place unattended. Snap pictures in the bathroom, in the closets, in the hallway, in the rooms, in the corners of the rooms. Snap them all over the place, or and you're going to see that you're going to find spiritual activity there, and you're going to actually see it. Because I have a theory about that, which you know.
Hey guys, we have one caller on the line if you'd like to take them.
Oh, absolutely.
Hold on, wait, hold on just a second. We only have literally, how much time do we have? Oh, we have like 6 minutes. So.
4 minutes.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
4 minutes. All right, we have 4 minutes.
Hey, Lisa. Lisa.
Hello?
Come to us.
Yes, hi.
How are you, sweetheart? How are you? What's up?
I'm good, thanks. I was just wondering if there's any messages from my grandma Kaim.
From your grandma who?
Yes. Kaim?
What's her name? What is it?
Jean? Jean Kaim?
Jean? I'm sorry. I'm not hearing you.
I didn't hear it.
It's Jean Kaim?
Oh, Jean.
Jean.
Who's the one who keeps up? I keep on seeing like the hand going to the mouth. Like somebody like used to playfully put their fingers to the mouth like to make a sound.
My grandmother used to freak people out with her false teeth and take them in and out of her mouth.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay. So that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? She's bringing
that's
up
crayons. That's
probably
what you say.
She's bringing up crayons and coloring and drawing. Now, I don't know if you did that with her or she sees your children doing it or... But she's bringing up...
Yeah, probably
like,
both.
Yeah. She is validating that she sees your children. And you know what? I'm feeling as though your children see her.
Oh, nice.
You know what? How old are your kids, sweetheart?
22, 23, and 25.
Okay. Ask them if they ever, like, see bursts of light or if they're ever in a room where it gets a little bit cold or they smell her perfume. Just trigger their mind, because sometimes you take these things for granted. You don't even think of what's going on because you're not thinking of it. But try and trigger their memories and see. I'm guaranteeing that your kids are literally are hearing and seeing and having contact with her, because that's what she's telling me. And I don't think they realize.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, whose birthday? She's celebrating someone's birthday right about now. Somebody's birthday just passed or is coming up?
Yeah, my youngest, Ricky, just had his 22nd birthday. January 1st.
She's giving acknowledgement to his birthday, and she's celebrating his birthday. She wants you to know she does watch over all your kids also.
She's big on your kids,
that's
I'll
great.
Tell you that.
Thank you.
Big on your children. What's
she loves kids.
April has?
Yeah. Ricky, my youngest that just had his birthday, was actually her favorite grandchild.
Oh.
Yeah.
What does
well,
the
like
month
said,
of April?
Yeah.
What kind of connection
What's
do
that?
You have to the month of April?
My birthday's in April.
Okay. Because she's bringing up the month of April. So watch out during that month. She'll probably give you some kind of a message or a sign. She's giving me a great love, a great nurturing, and a great love for you. Almost like a healing.
Great.
Have you been through something that needed to give you healing?
She's also she's also showing me something with chocolate kisses. Who is big on chocolate kisses?
I don't know. She used to always have candy.
What?
You know what?
She always had candy in her pocket, and that's what she used to give my kids.
Well,
oh, okay, cool. But listen, we have to end our show now.
All right, I just have to tell her one thing. Did you go through something that she's telling me she sent you healing. So I want you to know that whatever you have been through, you got through it, or you're getting through it, because she's sending you the healing to get through it. Does that make sense to you?
That's great. Yeah. I actually went through breast cancer a few years ago.
Okay, that's it.
And
she's the one that
put you out.
All right,
everybody, listen up. We have to end our show right now. All right,
okay,
everybody,
sweetheart.
Listen up. It
Good
was a
speaking
great
you,
pleasure
Thank you.
Sharing time with you. Take care, honey. It was a great pleasure sharing time with all of you. And Sky and I thank you from the bottom of our heart and from
Absolutely.
My mouth to God's ears. May God bless you all with love, health, happiness, and prosperity.
And that's from me too, everybody. God bless all of you for an amazing week ahead.
Yes. Until next week, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.